Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
A lot of us have been conditioned, or some of us grew up with wealth or grew up with comfort.
Right.
And so we're conditioned that way, and we grew up expecting now that things should come a lot easier.
Right. That's a damn shame.
And we get frustrated when we don't get it right.
That's right. Away. Quickly.
Quickly.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm always talking about delayed gratification. Mm-hmm. Like, the longer I can wait to receive gratification,
that's right,
the more fulfilled I am.
So when I got sick like I did, I actually had to quit this race called Badwater.
Yeah, 135 miles.
Yep, yeah. Through Death Valley. It was 2014 when I got real, real bad. I pulled out of the race at mile 50. I went to the emergency room, and the docs were like, you know, we can't find this, we can't find that, we know what's wrong with you. So this is the crazy thing about gratification, long term. Mm-hmm. I sat there, couldn't run a quarter mile, couldn't get out of bed. The only thought I had in my mind, I pulled out of that race. I told myself, I'm gonna go back to Badwater one day and win it. I'm gonna win the race. Haven't been back since. 2019, I'm not saying I'm gonna win it. I'm just now in the shape to go back.
Wow.
Haven't won a 100-mile race since 2014.
Wow.
Because I've been that sick. Imagine the gratification I'm gonna get by getting to the start line of that race. And what if I can win it?
Pretty sweet. 4 or 5 years, yeah.
Imagine that kind of self-discipline to every day wake up and having these setbacks where I can't even run a mile.
Wow.
But I'm thinking about running 135. And with that process, guess what happens? Sooner or later, you can run 10 miles. It may take a year, but it gives you more and more hope that it's possible. And I'm at the point now where, guess what? It's right around the corner.
Wow.
Most people in that time frame, in that mindset, I can't run anymore. It's over. No. It's just gonna take a little bit longer. You have to turn the negative into a positive. Because at the end of it all, if you can sit back and wait, if you can wait 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 years, when you get to that point, when you finish, that's what keeps you going. Is you gotta feel, I'm doing it for 1 second. Mm.
Years of pain.
For 1 second. 1 second. Think about it. You cross the finish line, it's over. 1 second.
Most people do that, and the 1 second isn't what they thought it would be, and then they're pissed and upset, and they keep going on to the next because they never reflect back on what they did.
It's not the 1 second, it's the 12 years.
Yeah.
It's not the race, it's the 12 years. Why you did it.
It's not the winning.
It's not the winning.
It's not what place you got.
No.
I would achieve all my athletic goals for years and then 10 minutes later be the angriest person
in the world.
So angry and frustrated, nasty with people.
Yep.
And I would delay my gratification for years to achieve what I wanted.
That's right.
And I never understood that either.
Being a perfectionist is the worst thing that can happen to a person. Like, when I lost that 106 pounds in like 2.5 months, whatever it took me, that was the biggest trophy of my entire life. I didn't care if I graduated Navy SEAL training. I didn't care. What I just accomplished in that time frame, it's massive.
Yeah.
And what's funny about this, we talk about mental toughness nowadays, it's like the biggest crave. When I grew up, it was just suck it up.
Yeah.
It was just make it happen.
Yeah.
You had to figure out. It was called figure it out, man. And all these nuggets that I gained along the way, that's what it was about. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the trident. It wasn't about all those daggone medals. It wasn't about any of that. And that's why I hate even talking about being a SEAL, you know? It didn't define me. Mm-hmm. The journey getting there was harder than going through it. That's the whole thing about life, man. It's that journey that makes you who you are.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.